The federal government is funding water quality projects in more than a dozen rural villages in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The funding was announced Tuesday, and it totals well over $28 million. The money will be used to plan, design, and construct water and wastewater projects in rural Alaska. The funding comes from the USDA Rural Alaska Village Grant Program, and it's going to the state of Alaska and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Matt Dixon is the Vice President of Operations for the ANTHC Division of Environmental Health and Engineering. He says there's a lot of need for safe drinking water and wastewater disposal projects in rural Alaska.
There are about 20% of the homes in rural Alaska are still unserved. That amounts to about 6,000 homes all across the state. Most of those are individual communities where there is absolutely no service. And I guess the reason that we're concerned about that is because of the public health impact. And what we find is that gastroenteric disease, respiratory disease, and skin diseases skyrocket when there's no water and sewer service. So our hope is that by providing some of these systems, we can actually keep people from getting sick in the first place.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is getting $21.8 million for drinking water and wastewater systems in Kwikluk, Tuksuk Bay, Eek, and Lower Kalskag. None of those villages have community water systems, resulting in residents having to take care of their own water needs by using honey buckets and collecting rainwater. Dixon says it's anticipated that the water and wastewater projects will be up and running by 2015.
So what we'll be looking at this fall for money that's coming in now is to get all the materials ready, get them on a barge for next spring. Then really, because some of these projects are large enough, you're not going to get them all built in one season. So you're looking at a start in 13, you build through 13 and 14 and bring everything online at the end of 14, early 15.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is getting over $742,000 to plan for water and wastewater projects in Crooked Creek, Otmouthluk, Hoona, Kipnuk, Nanwalik, Pilot Station, and Hooslia. The third funding announcement made Tuesday is $6.2 million that will go to the state of Alaska to pay for water systems in Quinnahawk and Hooper Bay. The money will also pay for pre-planning for water systems in Seldovia, McGrath, and Tununuk. The Rural Alaska Village Grant Program has been around since the mid-90s, and its major purpose is to alleviate dire health and sanitation conditions in Alaska Native villages. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.